Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. That was one of the more aggressive ones that I've heard. Coming to you once again from the Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas, on Saturday, May 17th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking Tall, the President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3. At 420, I am high as fuck and remember that whole stupid build a title. Let me see your name tags, Austin. I know you brought some. You're always good with the name tags here. It's amazing. The ones in the front row are blocking me from Gabe Zilla's here. Have you seen the new Godzilla, Gabe Zilla?
Of course, we would.
Of course, why would I? Blah blah blah. You have it, okay, yeah, I've seen it. The power of Christ compels you to pick me, Reagan. Your name is the same name as the little girl in The Exorcist? Well, I'd pick that name tag for sure. Instead of booty call, booty callin'. That's very clever. Catch me if you can, Drea. Candria? All right, you guys, they did an awesome job. There's Kevincible over there, that's a good one. What? That's what I thought. Kill Bart, Mad Max. All right, you guys, put them down. We'll save that for later. When the guests come out here, they're going to have plenty of nice choices to choose from. Since last I spoke, you listened. We did a very fun Death Squad Doug Loves Movies in Las Vegas that might become another lost episode. Yeah, it's been 2 days, and the dude who recorded the sound has not sent it to us. He's not making any demands. But that's usually the sign that the person, you know, we just have to hire people to record the show. We just have to hope they can do a good job and see what happens. So it ends up in some situations with lost episodes. And in this case, that's the number one sign it's going to be a lost episode is when it takes a few days for them to send it. Because emails just, you could just zap it right over. And it's always like because they're trying to fix it because the sound is so shitty. They're trying to, that's usually what's happening. I don't know what's happening here. But stay tuned. So this episode will probably not be a lost episode. So they will play out of order if that one does show up. But like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. So apologies to my guests on that show, Brian Redman, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Sarah Tiana. It was a drunken, glorious, good time. Austin, that's you guys. There are still a few tickets for anybody that wants to be a creep and sit by themselves for the Benson Movie Interruption of Showgirls tomorrow at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz at the very appropriate time of 1:40 p.m. It's the perfect time to come out and watch stripper hook ladies, whatever they are, dancers. Are they human or are they dancer? Gonna be full boob Sunday over at the Alamo Ritz. So there's a few seats left, and also, as I always advise people with Alamo shows, you know, if it's the last minute and there's a couple handicap seats open, you can go ahead and buy those online because they just go empty because, you know, no one wants to buy them because they're for handicap. they just put a chair in there for you where normally a wheelchair would go. Not the most comfortable chair you're ever going to sit in, but it makes you empathize for a few hours. Oh shit, I'm going to crack myself up a lot today. I can feel it. Houston, Texas, the Benson Movie Interruption will be taking on The Last Boy Scout this Monday, May 19th. And Seattle, Washington, Friday, May 23rd, the Super Tournament of Championships number 2 at the Neptune Theater. Three of the best Leonard Maltin game players going head to head to head. Because there's three of them. But let's get to today's throwdown. The prize bag includes... No, there's no marijuana in here, sir. But there is a nice little oney pipe that's contributed by one of the guests. And I'm glad that this stool is contoured so it won't roll off. That worked out perfectly. And then one of these beauties, a Getting Dug with High mug, is going to go to somebody. And a copy of Gateway Doug. And then there's another CD in here. And there's a copy of The Rules. And a fun hat, really fun hat. A shirt from a place called the Apothecarium that they gave me. It's a nice shirt. All of that, plus one other thing I think that one of the other guests is going to contribute, is going to be won by somebody today. And the people that you're going to be hoping to attract with your name tags that are coming to the stage right now are as follows. Please welcome Trey Gallion, Matt Bearden, and Joey Coco Diaz.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, that opening made me feel like I was on the dating game or something.
Oh, question hey. Number one.
Hey, bachelor number two. But yeah, the first person to speak was Matt Bearden, everybody. Let's have him have his own private, luxurious round of applause. Folks that live around here and also maybe people listening on the internet know him from the Dudley and Bob show.
I don't think so, but maybe some do.
Yeah, but you have fans, you kidding me? And you're going to have more fans after today because you brought this for the gift bag.
I may have gone to the 290 flea market here in the city and I may have asked a guy to airbrush a hat that says I love tacos with a giant fucking crispy taco on it, motherfuckers. I thought that should have gotten way more applause than it did.
And are you using this to as a platform to announce your new podcast, I Heart Tacos?
Yes, I am. Yes, it's just me every day eating tacos and getting fatter.
You could probably eat tacos every day for every meal here in Austin and not have to go to the same place twice.
Yeah, I've been going.
Who doesn't have a breakfast taco?
I don't want to give away the secret, but there is a place in town called Tyson's Tacos. Has anyone been to Tyson's Tacos? It's on Airport and it's fucking incredible. And I have now been there maybe 7 or 8 times this week alone. I'm not kidding. It's near the house and I keep going and it's BYOB and I don't get why there's not. I shouldn't say anything because it's one block away from the tamale house that just closed down and I don't want a bunch of you fucking hipsters fucking up the line every Saturday and Sunday and I know you're going to be there, but goddamn, it's so good. All right, the end of that. They don't pay me and they don't give me anything for free, so fuck them. That's it.
You're mad at the hipsters. You're mad at the
not
tacos.
At all.
He's old school Austin, man. There used to not be lines anywhere around here. Now they're everywhere.
No, just sometimes the lines get messed up at the taquerias or in town at the wrong hours.
At the specific ones that you like.
I'm going for lunch, and for everybody else, they think that's breakfast.
Why don't you take this up with the city council?
Why don't you do what I do? You pull up to the line, you beep, and you call them all a bunch of fucks, and you keep going.
Have you seen the difference between me and you?
I do it all the time.
It doesn't fucking work.
I do it all the time. Yeah. What's that breakfast place on Sunset where all those fucking morons stand on line? For fucking eggs, okay? Yeah. Fucking eggs.
The griddle.
Fucking eggs. And they stand there like fucking idiots with sandals on all afternoon. And down the place is like a fucking bagel place that's tremendous. And the poor Arab guy stands there all day by himself. You understand? But the whole fucking town is in front. I pull up and I go, how much of a retard can you be to stand on line? What can you do with a fucking egg? I'm sorry, I get emotional about lines. I don't fucking like lines. I don't stand on lines. I'll call a fucking bomb threat before I fucking stand on a line. I ain't fucking around.
You're an actual man. I have a Subaru Forester with babies in the back. What the fuck am I gonna?
I got a fucking Impreza with a baby seat in the back. Fuck.
Four-wheel
drive. I'm a Subaru type of motherfucker. But
high five to Subaru.
You gotta tell people sometimes get a fucking life. You're gonna stand on a fucking line for 2 hours for eggs, and there's a bagel place down the block. That's what I understand, guys. If it was the only egg place in fucking Hollywood, I'd understand. But there's an egg place right down the fucking block.
But even if Bearden went up to him with the same enthusiasm you're talking with, like, I'm getting the fuck out of your way.
No. Right.
Him, I'm laughing at him.
I'm going to end up on World Star Hip Hop.
Why are you talking to me?
It is hysterical. It is hysterical because I do with people in the car, so they're in the passenger side. I'll pull up, lower the window, go, go home, you fucks! And they'll look at my friends like, what are you doing to me? And I'll beat the horn. Tell them, vote for me, and I just take off.
That's Joey Diaz, everybody.
Joey Coco Diaz.
I'm scared too, but
this guy's actually been in some movies, you guys. Yeah. Longest Yard, Grudge Match, Basketball. Taxi.
Yeah. Big fucking deal.
Just to name a few.
Dude, basketball is awesome.
Analyze that. What? I did mention Taxi, but now that you said don't mention Taxi, we've really ruined your request. We've mentioned it a lot. What did you do in Taxi?
I was Queen Latifah's boss.
Oh, that's right.
And that was it. I had one fucking scene, and that was
with much pride.
Early in the movie.
Yeah, I did like 4 movies in a row that credits rolled by me in the beginning. It's like, Joe, you made the movie, but it's all right, it's the first scene, so you know there's credits going to be rolling by you, but fuck it, I did the movie, and I got my insurance, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I do movies.
I thought that character would show up again for some reason. It seemed kind of important that,
the guy.
You know, she has to get revenge or whatever.
I thought they were going to do Taxi 2, but then fucking what's-his-name got the show on NBC, and I was fucked.
Oh, that's what held back the Taxi... The Taxi franchise?
I have no idea. I got a call that said they were doing Taxi 2. And next thing you know, he's on fucking Channel 4.
That's very nice of them to make that call.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised by that call.
I know, me too.
You got a lot of
shitty fucking calls, and you just go, okay, whatever. Call me when it's ready. I'll be there.
Yeah, you were there for Analyze That was a sequel.
Yep. I was in the beginning, too. I got shot in the fucking beginning. First scene of the fucking movie, if you blink.
But you got your insurance.
But I got my motherfucking insurance, and that's all that counts. I got level 1 SAG insurance. I go to acupuncture every Tuesday. That's the benefit.
With that very important point, everybody, is Trey Gallion is here.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys. What's happening? Hi, Trey. Good to be back.
And he brought a copy of his comedy CD, The Moronic.
Yeah, it came out on Tuesday.
Oh, wow, fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smell it.
Ooh, well, that's good.
Yeah, right.
But I think it only smells good because it was in that car with us out in the parking lot.
Perhaps.
And we fucking bonged it up.
Never hit a bong before in a car till today. I think I might do it again sometime.
Yeah, I do stuff like that that's not even on my bucket list because I wouldn't even think to think that could happen. Like, that's not something I should wish for.
Right,
when
you
it happens,
never
you're
write
like,
that
oh,
down.
That's some, yeah, that's some real bucket list shit.
But then right somebody there. Comes up and offers and you're like, well, yeah, I never thought of that. Okay. Worked out pretty good.
Now, Trey is formerly of Austin, now living in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And you're back. You've been doing shows at here at Cap City.
Yeah, with Joey.
With Joey. And is it good to be back?
Oh, yeah. It's always good to be back. I mean, the town changes a little more every time, but some of it's for the best.
Yeah, they're refurbishing this mall. This mall looks a little different.
I know, right? It looks way better out front.
Way better?
Way better.
Dude, this was turning into like the crack mall with the labor force in the corner.
It's
and stuff.
Still there. Yeah. There just looks
nicer. Oh,
it nicer.
Is? I thought it was a Zumba place now. Is that just at night and it's still day labor during the day? I don't know.
Fit day laborers at the Zumba place.
I miss when they had Dracula restaurants.
Dude, that was the best.
That
and
was
it was actually
so
good.
Great.
Dude.
It was good?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you did goulash or something, they got that covered.
I never ate in there. I just made jokes about that it existed.
No, well, I mean, if a place called Dracula opens and you live here, that's like, of course, you're going to go over
those
there
are
try
my go-tos.
It
was Dracula, and also I'd climb on this jungle gym on the stage. I'd climb up at every show that I used to do here because it's weird that there's a jungle gym on the stage. It's the saddest jungle gym. Nobody plays on it.
Well, now they, like, camo painted it to try to make it look like it's not even there, but it's totally there.
Yeah, it casts some interesting shadows, I guess. It's a good look. Have you guys been to the movies? Let's talk about some movies. Let's start with Joey. Have you seen anything lately in any format?
Nothing.
You just don't have the patience for it, or...
I don't have the fucking time.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I watched a couple minutes of Killing Me Softly this morning. It killed me softly, so I switched it. And that's it. I mean, I haven't watched, fucking Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, that was December. The new shit I haven't watched. You know.
You like Wolf of Wall Street, though?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Anytime when you snort coke off a woman's pussy, it's my type of fucking movie, you understand? I went to see it at the Lemley, and the first line he snorted off her asshole. I saw a bunch of Gentiles run out of there like fucking up by Lancashire there. They just ran out, those Gentiles. Like, and I'm like, where are you going? You never ate a fucking, you never snorted coke up somebody's asshole? They were probably running to go do it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I hope I got a number for you.
You know you're in Texas. You're going to have to explain what Gentiles is to them.
Fucking people with sandals, I guess. I don't fucking know. People with flip-flops on and a fucking Sinatra
people who
hat
visit
or some
sandals.
Shit. With no cream on their feet.
But now that you mention it, Wolf of Wall Street is like, comedians have figured out how to do this pretty much the same thing, but not go to jail because we're not like stealing from anyone,
mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess.
right?
I guess.
I am waiting for somebody to come up and say, hey, you want to smoke some pot out of this girl's ass? Then that would be...
Oh, bucket. That was... See, now I should put that on my list.
You're welcome.
Trying to get that to happen.
I watched 12 Years a Slave on a flight. Not bad.
The flight or the movie?
The movie was tremendous. I was upset the first half hour. I'm like, why am I watching this shit? And then it turned into fucking something powerful. I don't like those type of movies, you know, so I became something powerful. I watched my own movie, Grudge Match, on a plane, and I almost jumped the fuck off the fucking plane.
Did you watch it with all the language cleaned up? Like they put in stupid words instead of shit and stuff?
I went and did the ADR, and then they called me right back, and they go, you gotta do it again. Because we're going to sell it to the planes or some shit like that.
Yeah, the plane version. And a lot of plane versions of movies are just the flat-out regular version of the movie, like R-rated stuff. But Grudge Match, every time, is like, you know, I don't give a crap, you know? It's so... They wouldn't leave in a little bit of that. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just always, like, just jumps out at you. Like, and it's always words that are, like, they're not... There's not even fuck bombs in the movie. It's just the word shit they change every time.
What are you going to fucking do?
Are you going to do, Joey Diaz?
They change it around. It's like watching Scarface on TBS. You know? You sit there and you start saying the fucks for them. You know, you're like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
It's like a game of movie Mad Libs. But yeah, it was Trey that brought this little 1E pipe dealy for the prize bag.
Right, because let me explain. That's my favorite 1E of all time, and the only places I've been able to find them are here and then a little head shop in Ocean Beach, California. And so when I come into town, I always stock up on them, so I was like, I'll throw one in there. So that's the story behind that.
There you go. And Joey's got somewhere around here, he's got a shirt that we can...
I got one right over here.
Oh, here, let's toss it in the bag. Yes. What's the shirt say on it?
The Church of What's Happening Now with a pussy, a cross, and a set of balls on it. Because at the end of the fucking week, you know what I'm saying?
Wear that to the PTA meeting.
That'll get you into anywhere. At the hotel as I was leaving, I asked for a cab, and this little fucking bellman came up to me all fucked up, like he got hit in the head with a safe or something. And he's like, excuse me, sir, what does your shirt mean? And I looked at him and I go, death. And he just looked at me and walked away. What does it say, you fuck? There's a pussy, a set of balls, and a cross. What does it say? I'm ready to have a fucking good time. That's what it says, you fuck. Now get it together.
I don't think he's allowed to say fuck that many times with a cross on his shirt.
We're going to have to bleep this show quite a bit. A lot of
Oh, you bleep these?
No, we don't do that.
Got me scared there for a minute.
But that's what they should do in the airline thing is just bleep the words because everybody knows what the word was.
What the
and
word
when they
was.
Throw in that other another word that's, you know, a different word, like, you know, you goddamn chicken scratcher. You know, it's just like it's off-putting and it's against the intent of the author and the actor and everybody.
The worst is when they guess a non-actor. Like, let's say it's Ray Liotta. And No. I didn't say it right. What I'm saying is, sometimes Ray Liotta does, like I just watched the movie with Jessica Biel, the one with the fucking, she's a stripper, and he's her father, he comes out of jail. Not the best Academy Award winner movie, but it's not bad. It's shot right on Sunset. What's the name of it?
I don't know. What's it called?
What is it?
Counter Blue.
Counter Blue.
Calendar
How fucking
Blue.
Hot was fucking Jessica Biel as a stripper? Oh my fucking God. Oh, when she was melting wax on her titties and shit, I almost jumped out the fucking window. You understand me? Patrick Swayze plays the strip club owner with a wig. Fucking tremendous. But the movie never got released because they ran out of Adidas. It was like a $100 day movie. I looked into it, right? But... Yeah, because you see those movies and you go, what the fuck happened to it? How did this movie fucking not make it? Jessica Biel is stripping in the movie. She's spinning around the thing. I'm not a strip club guy, but that's fucking Jessica Biel. So she's spinning around. So I just wondered what happened. But when you watched them, it was on TV in Chicago. And what they do is they use not, like he didn't show up to ADR, which is where you put your voice. And instead of saying shit, you say crap. So they have a different person come up, like somebody you've never heard before. To sound like him. You guys never watched the fucking movie? And that happens? Okay? That's what I'm fucking saying. I'm not insulting Ray Liotta, you fuck.
Thank God Ray Liotta's
They are really bad sometimes. Somebody be talking and be like, yeah. Get the cheese out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of famous ones people always reference. I can't remember any of them because I'm super high right now. Sorry, never mind.
No, it saves us all a lot of time.
Well done.
Why go on and on about it? Let's just say we just don't remember anything else there is to say.
No.
And go.
Somebody help me out. There are
two. Stranger in the Alps.
What's happening right now?
See, they're yelling them out.
Find a stranger in the Alps?
You guys, this is what you do. You say the movie it's from and then yell out the famous line.
Mr. Falcon.
There you go. Yeah.
The Big Lebowski. This is what happens when you find a stranger.
This guy just yelling all these. This guy is just going crazy.
Should
we
give him a mic so we can actually get it on the podcast?
No, I don't want to give him a microphone. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
he's already sounds like he's swallowed one.
Oh, I'll wrestle with him.
But I have no idea what triggered all of that. Joey doesn't know.
My bad.
But this is pretty fun. I'm excited. But I wanted to make sure. Did I ask you guys about movies you've seen? Did you say something, Trey?
I saw Captain America recently. That's the most recent one.
Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I dug it. I dug the shit out of it.
Okay.
I thought it was better than the first one. Plus, it was also like I was...
Yeah, we got a yeah back there.
It was. Plus, that was like the first dude movie I'd seen after I dated this girl for a while, and she was not about seeing any movie I wanted to see. So I had to see like three girly movies in a row, and it was killing me. And then finally went to Captain America, so it was even more like, fuck yeah, man!
Can you name,
comic book dude!
Can you name two out of the three girly movies?
Yeah,
you
and you guys are gonna hate me, man. But it was.
Why would they hate you? They're
because
terrible movies.
It was Spike Jones, the her, whatever, she, what was the name of it? Right, and it was like, I mean, 20
That's
minutes
a girly
in, it
movie?
Like, it was like, I get it, but whatever. Yeah, it was totally a girly movie, I thought.
I thought it was about
nobody got beat
a guy
up or anything. No, it was about watching him play video games. Yeah, not even masturbating. Like, the masturbating scene, it was black. And it was just the noises. And then it was just him playing
All
video games.
All of my masturbating scenes are just black and noises.
You ain't got no imagination, dude?
That is my imagination.
Okay, what were the other two girly movies?
Oh, well, I said that, and see, you're going to get on me for that. Because I actually liked it. The Grand Budapest Hotel. I didn't
that's
think
a
it
girly
was just,
movie?
No, and see, that's what
that's
I said.
A girly!
I put it in that because I wanted to go see something else, and she made me go see that instead, which was like, I'll get, and that was her excuse, was like, you said you wanted to see that. And I was like, yeah, but we've seen like three of your movies already. You can't go see, because she didn't want to go see the Muppet movie. And I was like, how the fuck can you not want to go see the Muppet movie? Right? And this is what she says. She says, because it's just the Muppets. It's not like there's any new Muppets.
She's so
She's
wrong.
A keeper.
She's so wrong.
She's
Have you
a
seen
keeper.
It? Have you seen it?
No, and I still haven't seen it.
Constantine is a brilliant new Muppet.
Really?
He looks just like Kermit, but he's Russian.
What?
And he, yes, he becomes an imposter, pretends to be Kermit.
No, no, don't spoil it.
I am Kermit the Frog.
Stop it.
It's very funny. The movie's okay, but that part of it's very funny.
Statler and Waldorf are two of my favorites. I love those dudes.
They're great. They're old and they hate everything and they laugh at all their own jokes.
Yeah, man.
They invented LOL. Matt, did I get to ask you about a movie?
No, I always know you ask, so I tried to prep last night.
Oh.
By watching
you
a little...
You, like, forced in, squeezed in a movie?
I thought I was going to watch a movie. I did one of those awkward... My wife and kids are out of town.
My wife!
Is that still Constantine? Does anyone... You have
My
to,
wife, Miss Piggy.
But... Frank Oz is so pissed he didn't think of that. Frank Oz, draw. You get on the Netflix and you know you watch 3 or 4 minutes of a movie and you go, fuck this one. And then you watch 3 or 4 minutes of a movie and you go, ah, fuck this one. And then
I just commit, man.
And I was really trying. I watched first 4 minutes of Kill Bill 1, first 7 minutes of Kill Bill 2. I watched a couple of Jet Li movies. I've watched so much shit last night. And then I ended up on something called Strong Man, a documentary. Has anyone seen it? It's fucking good. It's really good. And it's about a guy who wants to be a strong man, but it's a modern day economy. He's not the best character. He has a brother. I'm just telling you. Have you seen the movie?
No, but I love
it's
a brother.
So fucking good. Because his brother is upset that his strongman brother is getting all the attention. And so, like, every time they show up to the house, the uncool brother is just outside, like, fucking breaking cans and doing pull-ups. And there's a lot of aggression. And there's a lot of stuff you can read in between the lines there. And it was really good. And
sounds kind of like Napoleon Dynamite.
It is.
It just sounds really odd people.
It's good. And then also, recently I watched the funniest movie I've ever seen in my entire life. It is hilarious.
There we
people
go.
Like comedies. It's
you
called,
buried the lead.
I thought I went in with it, but if you haven't seen it yet, if you have seen it, please don't ruin it for anybody in the audience, but if you haven't seen it, Dear Zachary is hilarious. Don't ruin it for anybody else. I want them to go home and see it. Make sure you're maybe high or drunk before you see it. It is so funny, and the ending is so redeeming. So redeeming. It will really make you feel better about life. Dear Zachary, don't forget it, please. Don't forget it.
This feels like a trap.
No. Not a trap. It's not a trap. Make sure you watch it alone or if after a breakup.
Dude. Bearden's totally into the documentaries and stuff. One time he tells a couple of us, hey, come over and watch this documentary with me. Really good documentary. We get over there, and it was that documentary about the Romanian...
Children Underground.
Yeah, the Romanian runaways.
I didn't know that you were in that group that I fucked up everyone's week.
Oh, man, we all left just totally bummed out. Like, what the fuck, dude? What just happened?
It's been my favorite troll for years to invite people over at 2:30 in the morning when you leave the bars and be like, come see this hilarious movie, and then show somebody the most gut-wrenching, depressing movie ever, and then at 4 in the morning go, hey, sun's gonna be up soon, go home.
Dude, I was sad for 2 days. Like, what? Yeah, it fucked me up, dude. All right.
That's the end of that. Dear Zachary.
We're 1 minute behind schedule.
Solid.
What's that? No, it's perfect. That's how I like it. We're doing great. But we're about to get behind schedule. So I have to say, let the games begin! We're going to play some games, you guys. I know that Matt Bearden's been on the show before and is quite the sneaky cheater game player.
Still don't know why I'm called a cheater for knowing things. Still haven't figured that out yet.
What kind of research did you do for today? Did you go on IMDb and find out whose birthday it is, kind of thing?
The last 2 times I've been on, I've done nothing because your audience shamed me for loving the show and then going, well, I want to win and be competitive. So I've stopped. And guess what? The last time I did it, I was terrible. Fuck you. You'll get what you deserve. Now, I won't know any of the answers.
All right.
Unless you read anything off of this card.
Joey, how do you feel about what's about to happen?
I'm fucking excited.
I love Joey.
That's perfect.
Is this your first time doing this thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck, it's going to be great.
All right, so everybody show us your name tags, and each of the gentlemen on the stage pick somebody that you'd like to play for and go get that name tag from that person.
Oh, we got to go out and grab it from them, actually.
Glasses are being broken. It's like a pub brawl in here. Oh, he's a lady with a Goomy sign. That's obviously aimed at Joey, but he might not fall for it. It's up to Joey. He gets to pick. But there'll be a shithead written on the back, Joey. whatever speaks to you. Does anybody have anything? Oh, a hug. There you go. Just hugging everybody at that table. Oh, I think he scored something nice. I think Joey did. Joey did all
right. They know how to get your attention.
Where is Trey? What is happening to Trey? Oh, I see a hoverboard from Back to the Future. Oh, are people sad they didn't get picked?
Sorry, no. It's not fun when people get sad.
You guys knew when you came here, those odds were slight.
Did you grab the food one?
Yeah, so what is that, Joey? What do you got down there?
Weed.
All right. Well, that's a first.
You gotta be fucking creative, people. You gotta show up with a fucking billboard.
Use your microphone voice.
You gotta be fucking creative, people, all right? This is American ingenuity. They put a cookie in the bottom of the fucking poster. I'm a fat dude. That's how you lure somebody. All right, this is like, what's that show on CSNBC where they put the cookies out and the pervert walks down the street? And...
Dear
same
Zachary.
Thing, you understand me?
That's how they get those guys. It's a pervert walking down the street. He smells cookies. Next thing you know, you've caught yourself a pervert.
Are they weed cookies? Are they just plain cookies? You fucked up.
Dude, if anybody has donuts, I'll trade.
I still love you.
They,
I'm kidding, dude.
Are they gluten-free?
Are they gluten-free?
No, there's a gluten-free donut in the car, though.
All right.
There's a gluten-free donut.
I got dibs.
I'm fucking melted by the time they get
who
back.
Who doesn't want a car-warmed gluten-free donut?
Right?
Do you have just any plastic bottle vodka kids. In there to go with it? That sounds wonderful. Mmm, Top Chef. I didn't bring it special for this. It's just been in there for a while is all. That's what I meant. Yeah, I have two lonely fries in the bottom of my pickup truck. They've been there for a while.
Matt, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Tadashi. Doug loves movies, and Tadashi, I like this. It seemed creative. I thought it was nice branding for you, and I wanted something I could put my face in. You did a good job. You stopped me. I was going all the way to the back to get the kite thing. I'm going to give you a mention because I could see your kite in the back, but then there's another thing where it seemed really fucking far to go all the way back there. So I stopped halfway.
Plus, it's just a kite.
Well, there's something on it.
Like, is your name Kite? It's what?
Super high.
Super high me. See, that's, I knew it was bullshit. Was that the thing closest to the door on your way out? I appreciate anybody that brings any odd thing down to the shows because it freaks out the guys that work the front door at comedy clubs that everybody's walking in with all this nonsense. And some clubs don't allow food in, so there's always arguments about whether or not they can take it. It's a name tag. It's a box of donuts, man.
It's got a name clearly on it.
Yeah, exactly. Who you playing for, Trey?
Jason Amy.
All right. I think I saw that one on Twitter.
Oh, yeah? I picked this one. Metropocris, you were number one until I saw this one. And the reason I picked him is because we were talking about this movie the other day with some buddies. Because nobody else likes Joey Lauren Adams or whatever. And I love her. I think she's awesome. And the fact that all of Kevin Smith's movies seem like high school plays, they have that kind of feel to them. You know what I mean? Right?
I can't endorse that comment.
No, oh, right? Yeah. Sorry, that was totally Trey Gallion, not endorsed by Doug Benson at all. If I'm not going to get one of his movies, yeah, that's fine. But don't.
That'd be like a funny roast joke of Kevin Smith.
Right, but this is, and that's one of my favorites, too, of his. So, yeah, playing for Jason Amy.
Yeah, it did start out with you complimenting him quite a bit. Took that weird turn.
I guess you didn't say junior high school plays, so.
Right, right.
That would have been really insulting.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not community college? Why not give it a little upgrade?
Because I've never seen a community college play, so I don't have anything to base it on.
I starred in several of them.
Had I known.
All right, so who are you playing for? Jason.
Jason Avery.
All right. This first game we're going to play is called ABCD's Nuts. And it's a fun game because it's really not too difficult. And you can just stumble into a win. And here's how it works, Joey.
I'm all over this.
We're going to spell something. We're going to go down the line, take turns. When it's your turn, I'll tell you a letter, and you tell me a movie that starts with that letter. Any movie that begins with the same letter. And that's all you got to do. But if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, if we psychically match, then you automatically win. And today we're going to spell Showgirls, because I'm interrupting it tomorrow afternoon at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz here in Austin. Yeah. Single seats still available. Hashtag creep seats. So we'll start with Matt, and then we'll go to Trey, and then we'll go to you, Joey. So Matt, start us off with a movie that begins with the letter S.
Showgirls?
That's a weird weird thing to try, but I'm gonna let it fly. I'm gonna allow it.
Thank you.
And that's a spoiler for the S on the other end. Unless you want to try to match me. I went with Smiley Face.
I don't even know that one.
Which Joey Diaz happens to be in.
Oh, what do you, I take what that
do you
back.
Doing? What do you do?
A security guard.
Security guard is Smiley
I auditioned
Face?
Like 18 times. She kept calling me in. Joey, read for this. I kept going in. And finally at the end, she goes, Joey, I didn't find nothing for you. Just play a security guard. And that was it.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
But it's all about pot smoking, though, right?
It's a good stuff.
I do enough of it on my own, though.
Okay.
I don't got to see nobody's fucking movie.
All right, so you're probably going to be great at this. But now we go to Trey. H.
Any Happy
movie,
Gilmore.
Any movie begins with H. Oh, Happy Gilmore. Very nice. I went with Harry and the Hendersons because I'm going to be in Seattle on May 23rd. okay, so Joey, your letter's O. Just any movie that begins with the letter O.
Other People's Money.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here, letter O, Other People's Money.
Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with?
So embarrassed for myself.
Dude, you're upset, dude. You're visibly upset.
That was really good.
Like for the G in Showgirls, I had Grudge Match. I had Spider-Man 2. You're in that also. I was trying to set you up all down the line, and you just out of nowhere, bam, Other People's Money. Because that was filmed in Rhode Island, and I'll be in Providence on May 30th.
That's a tough one, because I was going to say Apocalypse Now.
Well, I love when the letter O comes up in this game because you could just say O. Like there was a movie, that Shakespeare in high school movie that was written by Kevin Smith. Maybe he was going to be on Getting Dug with High and canceled because he had a premonition that we would talk shit about him in Austin.
Oh, did he
a few
really
months
cancel
later.
On you?
Yeah, I think it was a scheduling thing, but you know he hasn't been on. And,
oh, screw him anyway. That's Trey right. Again saying that, not Doug Benson at all. Sorry.
So it's all fine and good.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. The W is Winter's Bone because it's set in Missouri, and I'm going to be at the Kansas City Improv. In and Out is in Indiana. I'll be in Bloomington. Did you know that Rush or Rushmore I put down for the letter R? They were both filmed in Houston.
Yes. Yeah.
Rush and Rush.
Where you
Rush
been,
and
dude?
Rushmore. If Rush had been popular, then that could have been the sequel. But Rushmore beat him to it.
Rush was the one with Jason Patrick. That one?
Yeah, the drug movie?
The drug movie, that's Rush.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I was thinking of the one about the race car drivers.
Wait, there's two?
There's two movies called Rush.
Which one?
That's not confusing.
Maybe a third if you can get into basic cable or softcore pornography or workout tapes. Looper was set in Missouri, and I'll be at the Alamo Draft House in Kansas City. And then Spider-Man 2, as I said before, Joey plays Train Passenger.
No number, just straight up Train Passenger.
I fucked up Ock.
Do you remember what you say?
No. I only have one line. Something about if you can't get past me through him. Or something like that. It took 2 weeks to shoot that, you know. Fucking seven words, 2 weeks to shoot. Tremendous. It's a great fucking business word. Lobster tails on Friday.
You get to go first in this next game, Joey.
In the sex game?
Yeah. You're first in the sex game.
So we got to
pick someone
for that.
From the audience whose name tag makes you sick. No. This game, you get to go first, and it's called Last Man Stanton, and the idea is we're going to take turns naming movies by a particular actor, actress, or director until we run out of titles, so you can go the longest and be the last man Stanton. And in order to do that, we need a...
Robert Rodriguez.
Whoa, wow. People are just yelling them out.
Denzel.
Did you like any of those, Joey? You fan any of those performers? Denzel Washington?
Denzel.
Okay, Joey says Denzel. And you don't fucking argue.
Robert Rodriguez is too fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? I love Machete, but he's from here, and it'd be too fucking easy. So.
Oh, that's a bit of a gauntlet you just threw down.
What's that? No, it'd be too easy. You know, I'd rather.
Do it.
All right. He wants more of a challenge, you guys. So he says Denzel. So go, you go first, Joey. Name any movie that Denzel Washington is in.
Man on motherfucking fire. Oh, plain and simple. Man on fire.
That's a good one. His new one that's coming out soon, The Equalizer, smells like Man on Fire, too.
Yeah, he's done.
Which I don't mind. Matt. I'm going to play in this game, too, because I like to play.
Training Day.
Yes.
Which I enjoyed the pigeon scene.
Some people seem to get that. Others,
there's
like me.
There's no joke there. It was my... They taught pigeons how to signal people. Never. You know what? Fuck me.
It got a nice little laugh, the pigeon thing. I just didn't get it.
It wasn't. Dear Zachary, fucking hilarious. Hilarious. I gotta see
this movie.
It's hilarious, dude. Come over to my house. You know, bring a couple of guys.
Yeah, I ain't falling for that one again.
I really don't want to watch it now.
Training Day? It's good. Pigeon scene's hilarious.
Trey, what do you got?
Man. Jay, I'm sorry. I should have warned you. I'm really bad with names and titles and stuff. I'm just like, right, he's in that one movie with the other people, you know, where they do the thing. Remember the Titans,
Am I right?
He was the coach?
Yeah, okay. Wow, you're like, you're grappling, struggling with it already.
Yeah.
On the first round. Good luck.
Thanks. What's the average number of rounds people make it?
I don't know. Some players are unstoppable. Joey?
American Gangster.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yes, Glory. Good one.
That was on my list. Damn it!
Oh! Trey, what?
The new one with Ryan Reynolds.
Safe House.
Safe House, right? Is that right?
No one is safe, no one is house. Indeed. I'll snatch up Malcolm X. Why the hell not? Get that out of the way. Joey?
I know you can do this.
I got like 10 of them that he's done, but I can't remember the fucking titles. That's the problem.
You can't describe it. No, and don't yell out, please. John Q is now eliminated. No John Q. It's all only between the people on stage, you guys.
I'm done. I don't know.
All right, so Joey's out.
I can't think of
We'll go back to Matt. What do you got, Matt?
He did one recently where he's in a plane.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
Wow.
It's either...
It's like...
It's
right there. You're so close.
Well,
wow.
Not 100%.
What happens on a plane? What?
Flight. Flight or...
Flight, you son of a bitch. Flight. Well, that is a special kind of cheating. Trey, what do you got?
Yeah, you took my last one, man. Give me a minute.
Flight was your last one? You need a minute?
Yeah. As long as you'll give me before you go, eh, or whatever you do.
I don't make that noise.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
Just ask politely for...
Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington.
I want the pain to end.
Something where he was a slave or something.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
She didn't get uncomfortable at all.
That's terrible.
Not at all. Not the
Did
least bit.
Did I already say remember the Titans?
Man.
We'll be back with more of White Guys Talk About Denzel.
Yeah.
Live from Philadelphia.
Driving Miss Daisy.
That was Morgan Freeman. You're out. I'm going to go ahead and take Philadelphia.
And up front. And
then, Matt, what do you got?
Mo Better Blue.
Oh, nice one.
Whoa.
How about some Crimson Tide?
What did he say?
Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide.
Submarine movie.
It's killing me because the only one I can see him in right now, and I can't remember the name, and someone's going to help me. But
it's
going
to be
like
perfect for me to win.
It has to do. It's like seven ounces, 7.5 grams.
That is Will Smith. You racist.
I'm not the only one.
No. I'm Amistad.
Racist. Racist.
White man can't.
A Birth of a Nation. Is that? Can I make me more of a racist? Can I just go ultimate racism and go Birth of a Nation? Does that?
Devil in a Blue Dress. I win. Now go out and yell out the ones we missed. Oh, Virtuosity. Ooh.
And the one with the jail one where they robbed the bank. I forgot that one.
Oh, Inside Man.
Yeah, I couldn't think of him.
Two Guns with our friend Mark.
Oh, Two Guys?
Goldberg.
That was a fucking disaster.
Was he in the Pelham movie?
Yeah,
Taking Pelham 1, 2, 3. Ricochet, yes.
The one in Florida with the chick that he was banging.
Yeah, yeah, Deja Vu.
Deja Vu, they got in trouble for. He got game.
Denzel doing some work.
Yeah, starting to feel like this guy is
been
busy for a minute.
Wow. Game should have gone on a little longer.
I wish you had more time. That's the best line he ever fucking did when he stuck the grenade up the guy's ass. And Man on Fire. He's like, I wish you had more time. And all of a sudden he walks away and the guy blows up. Fucking tremendous. Fucking tremendous.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
There it goes.
That's what everybody's been waiting for.
Can I order another one of these?
Oh, I'd love another drink as well.
Maybe one of those, huh?
If I could get some more Tito's and soda, that's
since
it.
Can I get a Fireman's Four? Can we drop a little couple of local brand names on this?
Please.
Can I get one of Brad Farberstein's Finest, a Fireman's Four?
Joey, would you like anything?
Just a water.
Just a water?
Tito's and tonic or whatever.
Okay, so he's talking.
So give him whatever completely. Just like a bourbon and Coke. Whatever, both of them.
Well, if they go back there and go, Trey wants a drink, it's Mark and Travis. Either one of them are going to pour a Tito's and tonic.
Look at you.
I'm just saying, right? Pulling that local shit out, playing that card, whatever. I'm done.
Carbon fucking copy. Denzel Washington.
Wow. Never even heard of that.
That's like his first movie, I think.
Hurricane Carter.
Hurricane Carter, said the ladies.
Oh, shit. Wasn't it just called The Hurricane, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just Hurricane or The Hurricane. But whatever, you still... Points! Okay, now we're back. Now we're back to the no audience yelling out part. Because the Leonard Maltin game is all between the players on the stage. And who won the last game before this game was Joey did. So Joey gets to pick the first category. Thank you so much. Oh, Tito's.
Sam, can I get one of those two, please?
Oh, what happened? I thought...
Thank you.
Would you like...
Oh, I thought Mark and Travis knew what you wanted back there, and suddenly you end up with no drinks. Watch Wonder how that happened.
Watch this.
Oh, that's fucking strong.
Oh, you got both drinks in one glass.
I always wonder what tonic and soda would taste like together.
It's amazing.
It's a wicked beverage. What am I trying to do here? Oh, get the Leonard Maltin game app going. The dead app that still works for my purposes. Joey, I'm going to give you three category options to choose from. And
spider, dude. I totally killed a spider
on
that
There's a spider
time.
On the stage?
I saved his life.
It was on me, and that is not appropriate.
That is against the rules.
It doesn't
spider.
Even look like a regular spider, though. It looks like a little tiny... What is that? Sorry, we're not... We're just distracted.
Right? I know.
Does that look like a regular spider to you?
I don't know. I got no glasses on.
Take it back.
You just flicked it at a girl?
No, it's still on his thumb.
You're really popular throwing spiders at girls.
I did. It was totally on your thumb. She didn't jump very much either. She took it pretty well.
That'd be fine. Used to that.
Joey, would you like... today, May 17th, Bill Paxton is celebrating a birthday. So this would be the films of Bill Pullman. The films of Bill Pullman.
Wow, it's a trick.
At Acme of the Gods on Twitter suggested Tight Club, that's movies where guys have sex with each other and then keep it a secret. The Blueberry Johnson category, you're in this, and that's movies that you're in. Which one of those would you like to play?
Why is he thinking about this? I have no fucking idea what you just said. So the categories are movies that I'm in, movies that Bill Pullman are in?
Mm-hmm. Or movies where two dudes have sex and then keep it a secret.
Which are movies I'm in?
The movies aren't a secret. The sex in the movie is the secret. Was that what happened in The Secret? He just watches two dudes having sex and Oprah going, if they can do that, anything is possible. You can be whatever you want to be. Joey, what do you think? You like any of those?
I like Bill Pullman. I only know two of the movies he's been in, so.
Well, maybe you'll get lucky and this might be one of them.
Black movies I've been in.
Yes!
Yeah, all right. This movie is from 2005.
Remember anything you made around then?
Not really.
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin.
Dick. How dare he?
Yeah, how could he say that? He says this movie blends comedy and violence. And he also says that there's some recognizable figures in the movie.
The Longest Yard.
And so Joey Diaz is on the board. One point.
Uh,
Wow. That's how you play the game, right?
That's how it's done. That's how it's done. Be in movies, remember which ones you were in.
It's gonna be easy for
Bam,
me.
Bam, just slap it down.
What's your mom's name, Trey?
Norma.
Norma. Norma Galleon's Home Movies. I'm gonna
that's
here in a
the
second.
Only movie I've been in.
Here we go.
All right, we're gonna start with Trey, and then we'll go to Matt, and then to Joey.
Movies that I've been in.
And Joey, don't just say the answer as soon as you know it. Wait until I give you the cue
sorry
for
about that.
No, no, that was.
I thought we were on a timer.
I love me some Joey Diaz. That's awesome.
You know, I don't mind adjusting the rules when you're on the show to, if you know it, yell it out. But this time, you'll see how it works, because Trey will pick a category between these options. Christopher Waltzen, that's movies where Christopher Walken dances. Or Billy the Kid, and that's movies with Billy Crystal, a goat, or both. As suggested by asprouse25 on Twitter. And then the third option from David K. Ashton is Full Metal Jacket, and that's a movie where a robot has sex. Full Metal Jacket. Jacket.
I'm going to do the Christopher Waltzen one.
Okay.
Yeah.
The movie is from 1981.
Oh, fuck.
Leonard Walton gives it 3 stars. He calls this movie unique and remarkable. 3 stars. And then he says it's intellectually provocative, but troubling as entertainment. Yeah, and Christopher Walken dances. And Leonard lists 8 actors in this movie. How many names, reading from the bottom up, do you think it will take you to discern the title of this movie, Trey Gallion?
You said there's 8 names on there?
8 names. How many do you need?
7. That's a bad move.
7's a reasonable bit, but let's see what Matt Bearden does
it's
with
it. Yeah, one, man. That's
I think
what
also
me.
7. I'll go with 7 as well. Feel good about it? I agree.
It was a solid,
no,
solid
I'm going to ask Trey Gallion just to name it.
All right. So, Joey, you're out of this one. Oh, it just comes down to whether or not Trey can figure it out after all these names. It is possibly before your time, Trey.
I have no poker face.
1981, were you seeing a lot of movies in 81?
Nah, man, I was 9. I was still getting boners to Daisy Duke and stuff.
I think 9-year-olds would like this.
All right.
Here's your names. Tommy Rail. Jay Garner.
Fuck, I didn't know this was going to be this easy.
John McMartin. Vernal Bagneris. Jessica Harper. Christopher Walken. Bernadette Peters. Those are your 7 out of 8 names.
Oh, sweet. I got a point.
I love Bernadette Peters, but I have clearly not seen that one. Like,
really?
I know it ain't Annie. I know that.
Okay.
And I know it ain't The Jerk.
All right. We could do this all night. Movies it's not.
Hell of a game.
Let's narrow this shit down, buddy. Show us your work. Bernadette Peters, man.
Wait, can you read the review again?
I can read parts of it that I can remember. Unique and remarkable, and intellectually provocative, but troubling as entertainment. How dare they call this entertainment, says Leonard Maltin.
I got nothing.
Or Jon Favreau. People think they sound alike. Nothing?
I've really got nothing.
All right, he gives up. Matt gets point, everybody.
Stokes.
Who is the 7th name? Like
the final 8th name is Steve Martin. And it's not The Jerk.
Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid?
No, Pennies from Heaven.
Oh, yeah, I never
saw
that.
It's a musical.
That.
It's It's a musical. Christopher Walken has a big number. It's probably the best part of the movie, Christopher Walken.
I was going to say The Jerk, but I was like, I've seen it a bazillion times, and I don't
you
remember
still anywhere
been
wrong.
In there.
You still would have been wrong with
so
Jerk.
Doesn't matter.
Why not just say something about Glory?
Amistad. Is the, I don't know.
All right, Joey gets to pick the next category. And your three options, Joey, are, and then, oh, who challenges who on that last one? Matt challenged you, right?
Yeah.
So we go to Matt after Joey. Nonstop is a movie set in India. Because that's fun play on words. Non-N-A-A-N. Joey likes it, you guys.
No, I know nothing about Indian movies.
Okay, just throw that one out then. I'll just say categories until you hear one that you like. Squid Eye suggested How Doug, and that's movies with the word jump in the title.
All right.
Or Denver suggested The Girl with the Pearl Necklace, and that's movies where Scarlett Johansson has sex.
All of them.
YOLO Virus, movies where an actor who played James Bond dies. Helping Number Two, movies where someone eats shit.
Let's just go with the word jump in it.
What? Oh, jump, okay. Could have stopped me a while ago. Oh, no. It's 2011, this is when this movie came out, Joey. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says this movie is about a young couple's wedding weekend. And he says that the situations the characters find themselves in ring true with lessons about finding common ground between loved ones.
Wow.
14 names are listed. So how many names, Joey, do you think it would take you to name the title of this movie?
Start reading.
So you're basically saying all 14 names.
Who's that?
14 names. You'd want them all.
Nah, just start from the bottom and I'll tell you when to stop. I don't fucking know. Fucking know. I need time for this one. You know what I'm saying? Fucking know.
No, but you just say 14. Say 14 names and then we'll move on to Matt.
14 names.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude, I got
see,
this.
He's 12. Accommodating. Matt.
Right. It gets going back this way, not all the way around.
Yeah, it's coming right back at you because you challenged the last round.
Right.
Comes
no, I got
at
you.
That
I got
person.
You now. I got you now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
13. Yeah, that's what you're gonna say.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 13.
Yeah.
I got 12.
I was hoping this would end sooner.
Just make him name it. He can't fucking do it. Just name. Say name it. There you go.
I don't fucking know.
Why are you helping him?
What the fuck? Because, dude, he scares the shit out of me. That's why I'm fucking helping him. I don't want him to fucking stab me.
Listen. I eat a Chibachu at 12:30, all right? I don't fucking know what's going on right now.
Just say 11.
Jump shit just confused me even more. The 14 names, I don't fucking know. Drop it on Uncle Joey and we'll figure something the fuck out. You know,
Joey, for me, say 11.
11. I don't give a fuck.
Thanks, okay. Man.
Let's do it. That's 11, 14.
He says 11, Matt.
14. I don't know. Just hit me with it. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm
going
to make him name it.
Dude, you know he's going to be able to name it, probably. All right.
But that's no fun because now the game is going to be over.
Now, what are you naming 14 things? The people in
he's
the movie?
He's going to name the stars in the
well,
movie.
Well, let's fucking start it.
Yeah, let's go. Why is it taking him so long?
What
the fuck is he? Why is he complicated with all this name shit?
He knows I'm confused already.
Come on, Doug.
I'm going to throw a bunch of names at you.
I'm on your side, Joey.
Crap, man.
Hey, will you come with me tomorrow to that taco place and yell at those fucking people?
Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
Get the fuck
that
off the line.
That would be so fucking awesome.
Go get a fucking life somewhere, cocksucker. You're going to stand online on the Lord's Day. Like a fucking Russian waiting for toilet paper. Get the fuck out of here. I fucking hate lines, dog.
And then take it by Franklin's and have them burn it down.
Oh, I'll burn that fucking place down.
I'm going to go.
Listen, after a while, Franklin's is great, but not fucking, I'm not waiting 3 fucking hours, okay?
Go to Mueller's.
I'm not waiting 3 fucking hours. That's cheaply type
Pickle
shit.
Place.
Shut your fucking mouth hole, you motherfucker!
Damn it.
You do not say that name in
public.
Do not let people know about It's fucking good, isn't it? Oh my God, it's good.
Make off weight, but don't let everybody know. I want them to make money, but goddamn no lines. Fuck, it's so good. Make off weight, shut up.
Dude, I went out to Louis Mueller's the other day because I didn't want to deal with fucking lines anywhere.
Shh, oh, but wait, I think we have a movie game going on. Hang on, it's not a barbecue game. Doug loves barbecue.
This is Austin.
Frisket sausage.
Bad barbecue in Austin is better than the best barbecue in L.A. So,
you amen, man.
So what the
amen.
Fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Just give me a fucking piece of brisket, some white bread, and let's get this. Let's let the farting fucking begin. All right. I'm gonna sit here and wait online because it's chic to wait online like a fucking donkey. Get the fuck out of here. I didn't even wait online in Cuba. I'm a fucking commie. Fuck that shit. Fucking wait online. Get the fuck out of here. I'll wait online for dick. That's what they do. They sit around. This is so cool. It's fucking cool waiting online. What the fuck is wrong with you? There's a ton of things you could do in fucking 3 hours.
Oh, you guys need to come back tonight,
fucking
huh?
Homos.
Yeah, Joey's doing two shows here tonight.
That's right,
right,
cocksuckers. So come on back. Ooh, who shot that duck?
Yeah, just go sit in that car with the bong, you know, after this show and come back and see Joey's next show and then do it again and come back and see Joey's late show. I bet you two shows, your shows are like snowflakes. They're not, everyone is different.
Everyone is different. We have a good time. And you know what, man? Out of respect for you, I didn't get high. 90 days. Today's my 90th day without smoking weed. So I thought this was the... Don't fucking boo me, you fucking... I live in L.A., bitch. You fucking smoke with me one morning. See what happens to you. You'll be laying there. Like everybody else. Mommy, mommy. Fucking Rogan and all those guys. They can't deal with the banana bread. You for the fucking deal with me. Get the fuck out of here. You'll be saying that. By 9 in the morning, I'm 6 joints in. What the fuck are you doing by 9 in the morning? You're eating oatmeal, talking about standing online at Franklin's. Get the fuck out of my face. Fucking mook. Joey fucking Diaz. This is 27 years of smoking reef. I'm a fucking loser. I wanted to give 90. I want to give a break to my fucking lungs because I'm 51. I'm going to die. I can't. What happens if somebody goes to attack my fucking daughter? I can't fucking run or nothing. So, fuck it. It was not. But I thought you were doing a 420.
But you meant that you're not doing it. You've been doing edibles.
You're eating them.
Yeah, I've been eating them. But I'm saying that. I'm not gonna go cold turkey. That's not happening.
I think that was.
I'm gonna go fucking rehab. The same happy memories rehab. I just stopped smoking, rolling it, smoking it. I still pop 600-700 milligrams a day.
Out of respect to you.
I ate a half a pot cooker with my blood pressure medication. Who does that shit? Get the fuck out of here. You're gonna run with Uncle Joey, you fucking amateur.
I think he was booing that you quit entirely and didn't know edibles took apart.
So what's the name of this fucking jump around movie? Whatever the fuck you got.
You're so good at this. It's called the fucking jump around
movie. There you go.
It's a documentary about House of Pain.
Which I'll be over your house watching tonight at 2 a.m.
Perfect. Perfect.
This is a strange crossroads on this show.
Ralph Macchio.
I'm not sure what to do. Where was the bidding left at? 11. And that was Matt was going to say he can name it in 10.
No. I told Joey to name it.
No, you were going to say that you can name it in 10.
Oh.
And then Trey was going to say name it to you. And then you were going to fail to name it, and then we were going to have a three-way tie.
Sweet. I can name that movie in 10 names.
Name it.
All right. Star Wars. Fuck!
Yeah, it turns out it's called Jumping the Broom.
Son of a bitch.
I don't think a person in this room would have known.
Nobody knew that.
Do you remember Jumping the Broom? You guys knew it? Holy shit.
Three-way tie.
We'll get you up here next
movie
time.
Nerd.
Instead of these guys. All right, we have a three-way tie, everybody. That's exciting. Because here's how this works, Joey.
We have a three-way tie.
Woo!
Who challenged who on that one? You guys challenged each other.
Yeah, Trey challenged me.
So we'll start with Joey and then...
Under duress.
Start with Joey and then we'll go to Trey. Joey, I'm going to read the entire review of this movie. And then I'm going to tell you how many actors they list in this movie. And then... you're going to say how many of the people that are in this movie you can name. And the idea is when I've read this description, you're going to know what movie we're talking about.
All right.
That's my hope.
All right.
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie. After buying a beat-up used car that turns into an Autobot... a nerdy teen finds himself at the center of an epic battle to save Earth from transforming alien robots and manages to win the hottest babe in school to boot.
Can I get the year on that?
Slam bang actioner based on popular series of toys is surprisingly well done for a summer blockbuster.
Did GoBots make a movie?
Is that the Ninja Turtles thing?
I think his name is Ninja Turtles.
Supposed 11th grader Megan Fox looks more like a candidate for the Pussycat Dolls.
It totally says that.
Transformers.
Yes!
That is
so good at this.
He's really good. Yeah. That is fucking amazing.
That is the name of the movie.
I never saw it. I don't even know.
Joey, how many people can you name that are in that movie?
In order.
In order?
Yeah, in order from top build person.
Megan Fox, that's it. I can't lie. I didn't see the movie.
So what do you say, like one people?
One people.
Okay, so Joey Bids, -1. Then we go to Trey. How many people can you name in order?
I can go with 3.
Wow. Matt says he can do 3, Joey, so I'd say, since you only have Megan Fox and that's just 1, you should challenge Matt and say, name it, and then maybe throw in a cocksucker.
Name it.
All right. We'll go with top billing, which would be Shia LaBeouf.
I don't tell you if you're right or wrong until you say all 3.
All right.
What's the movie called, first of all?
Transformer.
Okay.
Dude, this is just...
Zah.
Caught me off guard.
Transformers, Zah.
I'm going to go with... Do we have to have the pronunciation correct?
No, don't worry about it.
I'm going to go with number 1 is Shia LaBeouf. I'm going to go with second billing is going to be Megan Fox. I'm going to go with third billing is going to be David Cross.
What just happened? Did you just have a stroke or something? You were so confident.
Never seen the movie. Never fucking seen it.
Well played, my friend.
Fucking parking lot pimp, you know
what I mean? Nice way to lose. Josh Duhamel is the third bill person.
That's what I was thinking.
So that means that Joey Diaz is our winner.
Fuck yeah, Joey Diaz! Did I really win?
Yeah, you won. You won.
And what do I win?
That's it.
It's just a pride thing, basically. But where is the person that you were playing for? They get all these prizes.
Yeah, who had all these bags?
Come on over and shit.
Sorry, Jason.
Oh, I get why you picked her.
Hey, nice. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Do you want to give everybody a hug?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does.
Congratulations.
Wow, power nice. Of suggestion.
Yeah.
There, she with a guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's giving me the thumbs up. I could have grabbed her ass.
Nice bags. that she gave to you with her thing and this stuff. Right? Cookies?
I got it.
Does the, do your name cookies. Tags have shitheads on the back of them?
Yeah, I
do.
I
need those at the end here. Yeah, oh, wow. What? Okay. Well, what's, let me
see
yours.
Super fucking
is
funny,
it written
too.
Real big?
It's a really funny shithead.
Okay.
Children Underground.
Hey, you want to go to Matt's house after this?
It's not only elaborate, but then also it's the thing where they like forgot a word,
right.
They write that in above it with a little arrow. When you hear how dark this is, the little arrow is like,
I know, but
it's too cute. There's the at symbol at one point instead of the word at, but like, you shouldn't put an at symbol in this very, very serious sentence. But we'll hear all about it at the end. Trey, what do you got to plug? What's going on, man?
I'm here tonight with Joey Diaz.
Yes.
Two shows.
I may or may not be doing a show tomorrow at the Ritz downtown. And then July 4th, I'm in Philly at the Helium Club there with Chris Fairbanks.
On July 4th?
July 2nd through the 5th.
And taking July 4th off.
We're doing one show at 8 o'clock on July.
Shit.
And
on
then
July
taking
4th.
Some mushrooms and going watch the fireworks.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a real good time with that. I think he's going to have a good time with that.
Yeah. What about you, Matt? What do you got going on?
Starting up in the very first Tuesday of June, I run a show called Punch, which is, you should be cheering. You're right to cheer. The best time you can have in your life, it's every Tuesday here at this club from 8 to 9:30, it's stand-up I put together and produce a show, which is incredible. It can't be beat. It's incredible acts. I'm very proud of it. You should come because in December, it ends forever. Yeah, I'm fucking done. You should be sad. It's fucking great. But it's we start up again. We're on hiatus right now. We start up again in June, the very first Tuesday of June. We'll run through the summer. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll do our 15th season. And then after all those years, we will be done. Fuck you.
What? Okay.
Punch comedy. Punchcomedy.com. Please come see the show.
I don't know how to feel about what you're saying right now. it's very aggressive.
I'm sorry. Please come to
why,
the show.
Why is it going to stop in December?
I want to do something else.
Okay.
You put me
on
the spot.
You know what I mean? Like, it's stopping December, so fuck you. It's kind of like, are people really that trying that hard to get you to keep it going?
That seemed actually the aggressive thing.
That was probably, yeah. But I didn't understand what was happening with the fuck you.
Are you still getting a ride home from me? Because I might drive us into a wall.
I might drive us into a wall.
I'll take you out, even if I have to die too.
There's a guy in the audience offering me a ride. And to that I say no and thank you.
I don't know why I'm sad that I'm making it end, and so it hurts.
That's
my feelings.
Why you lash out. With
that is why I lash. It's a bang my entire life.
It's
I have
ending.
A lot of sadness.
Fuck you.
Hey, guess what? My parents are divorced. Do you want to talk about that a little while?
No, but I was thinking that is an awesome suicide note. I decided to end it. Fuck you.
Then jump.
Yeah. But make sure it's on a flyer that looks like a comedy show. But yeah, I want to. Shit, it's December, really?
Will you come? Right. Will you come?
I would love to do one, but you might have to extend it a few years.
Yeah. When I end it, I'm gonna do like a week's worth of shows. Will you come do one of the shows?
Oh, a whole week of ending it. I like that.
You're a fucking asshole. I'm gonna stab you
in December. In December?
It'll be in December.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll end it in November.
He's good.
I don't know. My mom never hugged me as a child, and I got a mean thing. I'm loving.
I don't know how she could have hugged you as a child because she was an adult and you were her child.
I'm still gonna make you watch Dear Zachary. Oh, fucker.
Joey Diaz, what's up, buddy? What, you still here?
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Still with us?
I'm here. Everything's good.
What do you got coming up? You got some road dates and stuff?
I got Salt Lake City with Duncan Trussell.
Oh, that's fun.
6th and the 7th. And I got Long Island. And I got an episode of Marin coming up in mid-June. So we'll be rocking there. So. And that's it. I got nothing else. I got dick this summer.
You got your ongoing podcast, right?
I got the podcast. The
Church of What's Happening Now.
The Flying Jews in the back. He's here with me. So, yeah.
All right. Very cool. Does anybody in the audience have any plugs? You
what do?
You
got?
What do you need to plug? I was kidding, but.
Now's your chance.
Huh?
Come and take it, Austin. Facebook.
Oh, thank you for plugging
somebody
Facebook,
somebody wants to get
sir.
In a plug for
Edit
Facebook.
That. Jeez, really?
Facebook?
Come on, dude.
He just plugged Facebook.
Yes.
Thank God we're getting the word out. Thank God. Also, football.
Keep
another
weird,
thing we want to plug. Football
yeah.
is another thing. Got to get the word out. Football, also food. Plenty of the people have about food and air and water.
You guys really do keep it weird, man. That's weird. Weird. Very weird.
Expected Austin like unicycles or something, but.
Oh my gosh.
We got a couple minutes left over because that game had wrapped up quicker than I expected it to. Even with going to a three-way tie.
Oh, you want us to plug? Oh, hey, pretty... don't forget my albums on iTunes and Amazon.
Yeah, what's it? Why is it called that?
The Moronic. Yeah. Look at the cover.
The Chronic,
it's Dr. Dre, The Chronic. Anybody that,
oh, okay.
All right, never mind.
How did you not get that? Why does it have a question mark at the end?
Oh, because they threw it on, that Rooftop threw it on there, and I was like, fuck yeah, keep that on there.
You know why I didn't recognize the album cover art? Because I stopped at looking at album covers hobby many years ago. Like, I don't look at album covers anymore. It's all digital, right?
Wow, and
yeah,
impressive.
But the cover is like half of why you buy the record. For the right?
Wait, what? The cover's half the reason?
Right.
The like, music
it's a cool
is one
cover,
half.
And so it was like, I'm going to make it a cool cover, especially since people don't buy CDs anymore. They just download it. So if you're trying to get
Oh, you mean when
buy,
you're selling them after your shows?
Right, right.
Can it's people like, here get them like, today?
Yeah, you can get it today. I've got some in the back. Sure. But I didn't want to do that during your show.
You have some in your van?
Well, because I'm doing the shows with Joey, so I have them, yeah, in my creepy van in the
yeah,
parking lot.
Yeah, they're free for children.
Did anybody bring any kids?
Puppies.
Did you guys... Puppies? Did you say free puppies?
Candy and puppies.
Oh, no, man. I got to fly back to New York. You can't take a puppy on your carry-on, can you?
Did you want to ask us what the top movie was this week 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25 years ago?
Huh.
What, would you know the answer if I asked that question?
Just that, I know you said you had some time to burn. I don't know if we want to run through it or whatever.
That seems very involved, all those...
It does. Seems like someone would put a lot of work into the show only to get here and have a certain question not pop up and then...
Oh, you think I do a category where it's movies that were number one that many years ago? Because I haven't done that in a long time.
I know, it'd be ridiculous for you to bring it back.
Let's do movies filmed in Austin.
Why are you guys suggesting games to me right now?
You said we had time to kill. I was just throwing it. It doesn't have to be a game.
I said we had time to kill, and then I was going to say what I wanted to do with that time.
Oh, wow.
Now I feel like an idiot.
But I said it too slow, I guess.
Sorry, man.
And now that we've arrived at that particular crossroads, I want to play the game about 5, 10, 15, and 25 years. How's this going to work, Matt?
Well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to... here's what we're going to do. We're each going to take turns. We're going to go around. I don't know how to play
games. Oh, shit. Looks like we're out of time.
There we go. Thank God. Thank God.
Can't you just name them?
Yeah, what
were
the goddamn answers? What was number one 5 years ago?
Oh, my God. That'd be Angels and Demons.
Really?
Of course, yeah. That's you want to read the weird. Result? You want to read the review of that or anything? Angels and Demons?
Nuh-uh. 10 years ago.
Troy. That was Troy.
Troy. Okay.
Yeah, you remember Troy?
Sure, but
yeah, I know
Brad Pitt and the other guy.
Man.
15 years ago.
Phantom Menace?
Oh,
Phantom
that's
Menace
not,
is what
please.
I meant to say. Oh, let's take one more swig of this. Phantom Menace.
I love that. It was that soda flavor, Phantom Menace. That was really... I had a bad feeling about it.
You mean Star Wars episode...
Wow, hater. Way to go. Right. I see how it is.
20 here. Years ago.
20 years ago. Oh, you mean when a man, when a man. When a land loves a woman? When a land loves a woman is a gamer's video that never came out. When a man loves a woman was the number one movie 20
with
years
Meg
ago.
Meg Ryan?
No.
No. Yeah, thank you.
No.
Who was in, who was when, in man, when a Man Loves a Woman?
When a Man Loves a Woman is Andy Garcia and
yes.
Meg Ryan.
Yeah, there you go. That wasn't Meg Ryan.
That wasn't no 20 years ago, though.
It was 20 years ago.
No yeah, shit.
Fucked you up, right?
Dude, he just 94? Got old in a hurry.
Holy fuck. I'm getting old.
Please
I
ask.
I saw it in Houston. That's why I remember. I thought I was doing comedy.
Yeah, all right. And it, yeah, and that movie was like also about a 12-step program or whatever. So like, yeah. That's why it was a big hit.
It was.
Everybody wanted to see that. Okay, go ahead. What,
25 is the 25. Best, actually, of all of them. And I was really... See No Evil... Hear No Evil.
Ooh,
not a horror movie like you might think. Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. Yeah. One of them's blind, one of them's deaf. What the fuck's going to happen?
Crazy. One more time, everybody, for Joey Coco Diaz.
Thank you.
Matt Bearden. Trey Gallion. As always, people with crappy haircuts are a shithead.
It had to be said, I guess.
This one's and so good. This one is so good. You guys are going to laugh. This is hilarious.
People who take pills and fall asleep at the wheel and kill them are a shithead.
Cue the music. Play the music.